Stag de Souza, dictating on Paul Ferraro. Paul, P-A-U-L, Ferraro, F-E-R-R-A-R-O. Ferraro, F-E-R-R-A-R-O. Date of birth is 6-2-75. Date of visit 9-24-24. Please make a copy for Dianette Falcon. That's D-I-A-N-E-T, Dianette. D as in David, D-I-A-N-E-T, Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, D-O, Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, F as in Frank. Date of birth is, patient date of birth is 6-2-75. Next, dear Dianette, thank you for sending Paul Ferraro for pulmonary evaluation. Next, just present illness. This is a 49-year-old male who has been in rehab for 25 alcohol and poly substance abuse, and has been experiencing tremors and memory loss, loss of balance and trouble speaking, period. He was recently diagnosed to have Wernicke's encephalopathy, period. The patient has cough and shortness of breath and some wheezing, and has been treated for few episodes of pneumonia, period. The patient's most recent chest x-ray on 7/27/24 showed patchy right basilar airspace disease, and the patient did receive antibiotic therapy. He also had a CT chest done on 4/1/24, which demonstrated no pulmonary emboli, but had patchy areas of ground glass opacities throughout the lungs with thickening of the interlobular septa, suggestive of pulmonary edema. There were no significant pulmonary nodules. The patient also states he has lost weight and he has had nausea and reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of a benign tumor from his throat resected, as well as partial glossectomy. He has had a PEG tube placed due to trouble swallowing, and this was discontinued after 1 year. The patient also had a had lymph nodes resected from his axillae for hidradenitis. He has been treated for pneumonia in the past and encephalopathy and ethanolism the patient has hypertension. And anxiety disorder and depression. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next paragraph. Med list included Buspar 15 milligrams BID, Doxepin 25 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, Seroquel 50 milligrams HS, and 300 milligrams at PM, and lithium 300 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Family history. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 32 years. Also did some vaping. Used alcohol regularly for 30 years, up to half a gallon of whiskey per day. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of kidney disease. Mother died with COVID. Mother died with COPD. Next paragraph. System review. Patient complained of weight loss and fatigue. He had no double vision or glaucoma. He has vertigo and hoarseness. He has tremors. He also has nausea, epigastric distress, and abdominal pains. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness and back pain. He has no bruising or bleeding gums or enlarged glands. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And he denies skin rash or itching. He has numbness of the extremities. And memory loss. No blackout spells. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged male who's alert. No acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, superfluid edema. Blood pressure 102 over 70. Pulse 68, respirations 20. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 161. Saturation 99. H-E-N-D norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck suffer no bruising, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds of the periphery with no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+, but no gross, more ruts, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Is recurrent pneumonia. And number 2 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 3 is probable aspiration. And number 4 is encephalopathy, multifactorial. And number 5 is depression. And anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He was advised to advised to get a CT chest for follow-up and a CBC and a IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. Advised to refrain from cigarette smoking and alcohol use. And he will come in for a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Dianet Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, Dianet, D-I-A-N-E-T, Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N-D-O. Please add in the past history. The past history also includes bipolar disorder and hyper IgE syndrome. Please add that in the past history. Thank you, Sark D'Souza. Oh, can you also mention in the plan the patient will use albuterol inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN. If he has any symptoms of shortness of breath.